Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it. The Harris County Institute of Forensic Science has positively identified the remains found in Arkansas on Friday as those of 4-year-old Malia Davis. The cause and manner of her death are pending. The remains were discovered Friday on an Arkansas roadside in a black garbage bag. Houston Police Chief Art Adeveo released the following statement. We are all saddened by the confirmation of the identification of the remains brought home to the Houston by the members of the Houston Police Department as Malia Davis. However, we are heartened by the fact that the sweet child can now receive the proper burial she deserved and that those who loved her most desired. The HPD will continue to work diligently with the Harris County District Attorney's Office and other partners to ensure the person or persons responsible for her death and the attempt to cover up her death are held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. We want to thank the entire Houston community and beyond, and especially the work of the crew in Arkansas who found her remains during routine maintenance work. HPD will not rest until justice is served in that case. Also, Mayor Sylvester Turner announced Monday that City Hall will turn its lights pink on June 9th to honor the life of 4-year-old Malia Davis. Pink was her favorite color. So, man, that's a rough way to start it out. But I just wanted to give you an update if you somehow missed that yesterday, because we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Houston, Texas. And that's a big nationwide story, but right there in the heart of Houston.
It's so sad. I'm glad that they found her, but just such a disappointing end to the story. I hope that there is a full investigation opened up into the DCS workers also that approved her going back home after they knew that abuse was happening in the home.
The man who threw a boy over a balcony at the Mall of America was sentenced to 19 years in prison. He told investigators he went to the mall looking for someone to kill and randomly targeted Landon. That was the boy who was there with his mom and friends. He threw the boy over the third floor balcony, but amazingly, the 40-foot fall, he survived, and he's recovering, and he's getting better each day. I mean, he's not 100% out of the woods, but it's getting better and better. You ever get your blood work done or just go to the doctor? You got to go get labs, they say, done?
Yeah.
Okay, well, not to freak you out, but nearly 12 million of Quest Diagnostics, I know I've been there before, of their customers may have had their personal, financial, and medical information breached. One of the biggest blood testing providers in the country said the breach was due to an issue with one of its vendors. They added, while customers' general medical information might have been compromised, the vendor did not have any access to actual lab test results. So whatever you tested positive for, I guess nobody's going to know. But that do we just assume now that everything of ours will be uncovered? Like nothing is safe, nothing is protected anymore?
I think that you should always go into caution, have caution whenever you're dealing with giving your information to any type of organization or corporation like that, and especially electronically on social media or whatever.
But I'm saying, do we just all assume now that everything will be out there? Like
yes.
Nothing is ever, it doesn't matter what it is. Like I would never expect that my blood lab would be hacked.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with having your personal information hacked?
Yeah, I just don't really have anything to hide.
It's not that you have something to hide. They can use your information against you later.
They're not going
to
use your stuff. Your stuff's already all busted.
See, I just am not that worried about it.
Identity theft.
You know how they have your health information going forward, depending on certain things, how they go. They could say, ooh, you know what? Liv, the web girl, has a tendency to get this disease, this. She's got this history in her family. Like, we're not going to save her. Like, she's a lost cause. They have all this information. They can use all that kind of stuff against
you. I mean, if anyone is not a lost cause, it's me on the show. So you all should be worried.
Because of your healthiest
But you're sick all the time, though.
Actually less healthy than me. I usually don't get too sick or anything.
Okay, I will say, that's because I work with kids on a regular basis. But if I didn't, I would get
her immune system is whack. She is not worth saving.
AKA Alex is trying to kill me off right now.
I would be fine if we had to put one person down on the show. We could put Liv down.
There we go.
Do you remember
when you were all sick?
I was the only one that wasn't sick.
Looking at your eye right now, you look disgusting.
Oh, well, he does have the pink eye.
You
thing
two
going
both
on.
Should just get out of here before you ruin the whole show. God, Alex and I are hanging on by a thread over here. And despite previous reports, a new study says drinking 25 cups of coffee a day is actually still safe for your heart. Not for your butt, though. Let me tell you right now, you're going to be going to the bathroom all day if you drink 25 cups of coffee. Liv, how many cups would you say you have of coffee if you drink coffee in a day?
How many cups of coffee do I have a day? Max 3.
Yeah, I've had like...
Mostly 2.
I've had like usually 2 to 4. Sometimes I get crazy and I have 5, but then I feel like my heart's going to explode.
Oh, in college, I easily have gotten up to like 7.
Yeah, they say that a past study showed that coffee can contribute to the stiffening of your arteries. It's not good for your heart, but they're saying that, well, that's not true because they analyzed people who drank one cup, three cups a day, and more, and they say that there was no increased stiffness of the arteries in the people who drank up to 25 cups of coffee a day as compared to those who only had one cup. So I guess maybe it still can mess you up, but hey, drink to your heart's content.
There you go.
All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out all online. Just go to joeandalexshow.com.